spoiler makers, I guess you could say. But you mentioned Reese. Reese is sitting in third place, and I saw Reese twice, and they are for real. This is a very good ball club, and they're going to be visiting Bad Axe tonight, and I'm really anxious to see how that game's going to turn out.
Well, let's take you through the scoreboard for tonight's game on Friday, January 22nd, 2016. Only one game in the NCTL in Class D. Actually, it's two games, excuse me. One in the NCTL, and that would be North Huron at Dryden. In the Summit League, Akron Fairgrove is at Owen Gage. And then all Greater Thumb conference play, Harbor Beach at Sandusky, the game you'll hear tonight on the WLW Sports Network. Marlette is at Memphis, which should be a fairly simple game for the Red Raiders coming off of that overtime victory over Harbor Beach. Ubley is at Brown City. Then we head to the West where Reese is at Bad Axe. That's the premier game of the West tonight. Vassar at Lakers and USA is at Cass City.
You never know what can happen over at Lakers, by the way. So Vassar, my goodness, could they lose the third one by 1 point? And you never know.
Now, John, let's talk about Owen Gage for a hot second here. In the Summit League, they've been cruising through. They have a couple of one-point losses, though, including Flint International.
Yes, they lost to Flint International Academy, or Flint Intergalactic Academy, one of the two.
International House of Pancakes,
exactly.
I believe.
And also the Saginaw Arts and Sciences Academy as well.
Saginaw is known for their arts, yes.
Very much. And they came in and they got themselves 2 1-point victories. But what is kind of interesting is that Owen Gage had to go over to Bay City All Saints, a tough place to play.
Yes, indeed.
And they whooped them. That is a surprise, because looked like Bay City All Saints was going to go ahead and continue being in first place, but not anymore. Owen Gage has a really nice team. They've got some good kids. They're fun to watch, and they are led by Jake Wright, who I swear he could score anytime he wanted to.
And you'll hear that Owen Gage on the airwaves of Sports Radio 102.1 on February 16th on a Tuesday as they travel to Caseville. That's a doubleheader week for us, as of Wednesday then we are at Cass City at Ubley. And Owen Gage tonight, of course, hosting Akron Fairgrove. Owen Gage will beat Bay City All Saints 67-56. And then Bay City All Saints continued their losing ways on Wednesday. They fell to Reese 81-43. In Reese, of course, a tough place to play.
I'm not surprised by that score. That's probably basically all Saints did get out of the Greater Thumb Conference and went to the Summit. And they did experience a lot of success right off the bat, and more power to them.
If you couldn't tell, folks, we're stalling hard. This game was a very slow whistle, which we're always a fan of, especially in a JV game. Harbor Beach was leading by about 8 to 10 points, and suddenly we're at a three-point ball game, 54-51 in the JV game. Harbor Beach leading at the moment with 33.2 seconds left, and Harbor Beach is at the free throw line shooting 1-1. They make the first, so they'll get a second. Let's take you through the scoreboard from earlier this week, starting back on Monday in Class D action. Deckerville was at Brown City in a NCTL-GTE crossover. Brown City with a 10-point victory, 58-48. Sandusky was at Kingston, and it was a blowout, 54-28. Dryden at Memphis, 57-42. Then Carroll lost to Cass City, 51-45. On Tuesday, Owen Gage was at Bay City All Saints, 167-56. And Mayville at Genesee, and they beat Genesee by 9, 55-46. In the Greater Thumb Conference on Wednesday, a lot of action. Ubley was at North Huron in a big victory for the Bearcats, 70-27.
Ubley is, they're looking to go ahead and experience some success, and they're getting their taste of it the early part of this season. I think they can be a factor not only in the East for the Greater Thumb Conference, but also a spoiler when it comes to district play.
Harbor Beach was at Lakers, 54-49, a five-point victory for Harbor Beach in Lakers. John, you were there.
Yes, it was a interesting game. I think we're going to wind up dissecting it probably on the weekend. But the one thing I can say about that particular game is that Lakers came out to play, and they played hard. I think they maybe missed two shots in the first quarter and had a pretty sizable lead. Things got evened up in the second quarter, and they're not at all up at halftime. And from there on out, Harbor Beach basically weathered the storm, and here they are tonight.
Flint International Academy lost to Marlette in Marlette, 67-50. on Wednesday. Saginaw-Novell, the Catholics of Saginaw lost to Bannack. Bannack gets redemption over that overtime loss last year with a 15-point victory, 67-52 in Bannack. Vassar wins at home against Saginaw Arts and Sciences, 49-23, a 26-point victory there. And Bay City All Saints at Reese, 81-43. Last night, Deckerville was at Caseville, and they came out with a big win, 61-45. Kingston at Carsonville, Port Sanilac. It was the Cardinals, 47, CPS Tigers, 23. And Peck was at Mayville, a good victory for the Pirates of Peck, 57-47. Mayville, up to that point, I don't think had lost in the NCTL.
Mayville actually is bringing up the rear. They had they're 3-4 in in the league, or their division.
I forget what I said.
Well, that's okay, but Mayville, they have the capabilities of beating anyone any night. There's a lot of talent down there, and you never know how they're going to go ahead and fare out. The new kid on the block is Dryden.
Yes.
Dryden right now is 3-1, and they still have 6-2 overall. They still have to make up a few more games to go ahead and catch up to Kingston and Deckerville, who seem to be the class at 6-1 of the South Division, or what they call in the NCTL, the Stars. Peck looks like they're going to run away with it. They're right now.
Who's all in the Stars? I can't keep track of the Stars.
The Stars, right now we have Deckerville. Deckerville started out the season a little bit slow, but they've caught on real quickly by mid-point of the first half of the season. Kingston was in the same boat. They've brought themselves up to 6-6 overall, but both teams, Deckerville and Kingston, are 6-1 in their division. Dryden, I went down and saw Deckerville play Dryden, and Dryden just handled them with no problem. They're 3-1, still mired in third place, but yet they still have some games in hand. And Mayville is going to wind up being the spoiler, because I think they have enough talent to pull some victories out of the hat. And we'll see what happens with the South. That ought to be pretty exciting as far as that race is concerned. Like I said, in the North, or the Stripes division, Peck is going to run away with that.
Well, in the game in front of us, the JV game, it was 56-53. Sandusky trailing by three with about 10 seconds left. They come down, take a three off the back of the iron, rebounded by Sandusky and put in for 2 points from the paint, and a timeout from Sandusky trailing by 1 point, 56-55.
If a team is leading by 9 points in the JV at the midpoint, they really should have a rule that says, okay, the game's over, and let's get these guys on the radio going.
At least on radio broadcast nights is what you're saying. Well, nothing fails, John. At least once a year, we get a JV overtime when we're broadcasting somewhere, at least once.
We've been threatened.
We have,
well,
many
last
times.
Last year was a habit, it seemed.
Yes, every game.
But this year, I don't know. We might be getting our first one, maybe. I don't know.
And, well, it's a 2.5 seconds left now.
2.5, 1 point game. It's going to be an inbound for Harbor Beach. And I got a feeling they're going to go ahead and airmail it all the way down the court. And there's no way that Sandusky can come up the court with 2.5 seconds. And score the winning basket. Now that I've said it, it's automatically it's going to happen.
Of course. One thing we saw tonight we haven't seen in a while is a freshman game. Freshman and Sandusky split up their JVs and had some freshman action. Harbor Beach coached by Matt Rubel. It's good to see a freshman program back on. And that's exactly what they do, John. Throw it down the court and dribble it out with time expiring. And Harbor Beach JV hangs on to a 1 point victory, 56-55.
Valiant effort by the Sandusky Redskins JV to make a game of it, and they almost pulled it off.
Well, one thing that is always valiant is our weekly show of The Baseline. Episode 2 of The Baseline will begin this Sunday, January 24th at 7 p.m. Listen in to hear Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and from the Huron Daily Tribune, Paul P. Adams, to break down the latest basketball action. You heard a little bit of preview tonight out of necessity. It's called The Baseline. It happens every Sunday at 7 p.m. throughout the entire basketball season on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
Yes, we're going to recap the results of the earlier games of the week. We'll get into more depth on that, especially the contest like Lakers and Harbor Beach, and, of course, the game that we're doing tonight.
Keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget? High energy costs. Kohler Propane of Bed Axe, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard.